I'm pleased to say that I did take advantage of the time this weekend to find a way to join the thousands of others who now officially have achieved a haircut.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
You had to do it.
My headphones are fitting a little tighter this morning. I had to readjust my adjustable baseball cap since it was drooping down over my eyes after I had to get the haircut taken care of there. It's amazing, though.
You could have worn a ponytail there, I think, at the tail end.
It was getting there. I think I lost a half pound, so that was nice. I so far have kept the feeble attempt at the mustache, but that'll come off in the next several days. I wanted to know if there was a difference to having the mustache with the shaggy look.
Oh, I see.
Compared to the mustache with the trimmed look.
That's a different look, yeah.
For me, though, there's no difference. It's just, you know, as we said, some people like yeah, I've said before, you know, Pat, who can achieve the 2 o'clock shadow, it takes me a while even to get 11 o'clock shadow. But and a lot of people, and of course, this is all by appointment only when it comes to what you have to do to get your hair trimmed and things like that. Certain of these nail salons, tattoos, things like that.
Did you get a manicure?
I did not.
Oh, you didn't?
I did not. Right. Just dealt with the strict. Okay. No, the nails still look lousy. It was amazing, though. I was talking to the young lady who was taking care of it, and I just, you know, engaged in general. Yeah, are you back? Oh, yeah, we're happy to be here. You know, we've seen a lot of people, and I'm sure everyone's just happy and, you know, good moods to. She said, well, you'd think that. I said, really, what's wrong? She says, well, some people don't understand that we are appointment only, even though our sign, you know, in the window says, you know, walk-ins welcome. Yeah.
Right.
She said, but they don't understand. We explain them when they walk in the door, you know, you have, what time is your appointment? I don't have an appointment. I'm just walking in. Well, unfortunately, we can't take walk-ins.
Governor's trying to control the number of people sitting there in the waiting room.
Yeah. And she said, well, some people just get upset by that. She said, well, your sign in the window says walk-ins. Well, yeah, that's the sign we always have in the window. We're not going to paint the sign over it. I mean, at some point we'll be able to. She said, but we do. She did say they do try and accommodate. You know, if they booked with appointments, they just, you know, well, let's make an appointment and you can come back. She says, some people just get huffy and walk out. It's like, if that's, you know, I understand you want your hair cut, but if that's going to cause you to get in that kind of mood, it's like, gee whiz, lighten up, folks.
Yeah.
I mean, be glad that you can get a chance to get that haircut, for goodness sakes. I also engaged one of those projects that I know that we've always done. I think I mentioned this. Leia had gone through the patio screen door. I mean, right through it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I had to.
Right out, eh?
Yeah, so I had to replace that. And replacing the screen, of course, was simple, probably 15, 20 minutes just to get the screen removed and put the screen back in. Mm-hmm. Although achieving the purchase of the screen was one thing, because not only did I have to get the screen, I had to get the spline to insert the screen. Mm-hmm. The first store I go to has a screen but doesn't have the spline. Second store I go to has the spline, doesn't have the screen. Okay, so we have to do a combination buy.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, that works out well. But so, you know, these projects that we get into, well, if we're going to replace the screen, probably should clean the door. You got the screen out. This would be a good time to do that.
Sure.
Well, if you're going to clean the screen door itself, probably should clean the rest of the patio door.
Oh, I see.
Going to clean the door.
I see where this is going.
Probably remove all the hardware here and dig into the nooks and crannies of this thing, these sliders that I haven't cleaned out in a while. No wonder why the door's been sticking. I can see why. One thing leads to another, so your 20-minute screen repair job turns into a 3-hour deep cleaning job. But everyone's been there and doing those kinds of things. You know, once you get into it, it's like, well, as long as you're here, you might as well do it, especially those things that you don't really do on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, that was always fun.
Oh, yeah. Did you tell the dog don't run through this screen?
Yeah.
After you put it up? Okay.
I think Leia got the idea. She kind of nudged it with her nose, and it didn't move. Before, when she nudged it, it didn't move. She was like, okay, as long as the screen's moving, I'm going, okay. Right. And then I had to do a couple of little smaller window screens where Tiger the cat had been clawing at and had ripped some of the screen out.
Uh-oh.
But I'm trying some. I did not know they made pet-friendly screens. So I just go to a store trying to buy things like this, like I go and buy like a pair of jeans. I figure I'll just go buy a pair of jeans.
Yeah.
No. You don't just go buy a pair of jeans. You have to go through all the the different cuts and sizes and fits. Let's see what kind of screens they sell. They sell like the invisible screen, the small insect screens. Well, I guess the holes are that much smaller to keep the small insects out. Aluminum screens, extra strength screens, and the pet friendly screens.
All right, I have to admit, I did not know they had pet friendly screens.
There's a fabric type screen, isn't there? That's
oh, could be.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
We're going to try the pet friendly. Supposed to be. The ability to repel a cat who might claw at the screen or something like that. All right, well, let's find out.
Yeah,
I'll let you know. I thought I'm just going to go buy a screen. No.
Well, yeah, the cat will test it out the first time there's a bug on the screen or something.
Oh, I'm quite sure of that. Right. I'm quite sure of that.
Yeah.
So. Then decided I had a window in a downstairs bathroom that I needed to put one of those little. Privacy coverings on, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. Which I had one, but I didn't like it. It was kind of a frosted piece of plastic, which when I installed it, I kind of broke off a corner of it because I wasn't too careful. I'll replace it. Oh, yeah, okay, I'll replace it. I got time. And I found this really cool stuff that it's more like a film. You know, kind of, and I've seen these before, films where you can like put on a piece of glass to like cut down the glare of a sun.
Mm-hmm.
But this was a privacy film. And I was looking at it, had Charlie with me, and we're looking at it, well, I don't like that design, don't like that design. Then we see this really cool design. It's called a stained glass privacy film. It's little squares. It's kind of look like stained glass. It's got the little colors and things. Well, that's cool. So I'm like, okay, let's get that. And I looked at the price, and it was like, wow! Wasn't prepared to spend that kind of money on that. Minute later, as I'm sitting there trying to figure this out, comes this couple. Young man and I'm presuming wife, married, and they're looking for the same thing. Looking through it, she gets to the same thing I look at, and her reaction is, wow, look how expensive this is. I'm like, good, I'm not that was my reaction. I'm not the only one.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
All right, good.
Well,
why
that's,
not?
Well, that's because Charlie said, you know, Mom would like that because it looks okay. Yeah, we'll do it. It actually does look kind of cool.
Yeah,
the sun comes through it. It's privacy, but now we get the colorings of the stained glass look that kind of show up on the wall. So it's really neat.
You have to pay for higher qualities.
Exactly right. And sometimes I have to remind myself of that because a lot of times I go cheap.
Yeah, well, as do I. Yeah, I'm with you.
And then you eventually regret it later on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so just why didn't I just do it right in the first place?
Correct.
You know?
Right.
It's a tough lesson learned sometimes.
It is.
Yeah.
I mowed both the yards yesterday, and I was noticing some brown spots, and I was excited. I liked it because yes, please. This means I won't have to cut the lawn every week now. All right, please. So I don't mind that.
Going dormant, eh?
Correct. I don't mind that. And seeing the weather forecast and hearing it, you know, that we're going to be getting lots of sun here. Bring on the sun.
You should definitely be good for...
A lot of other people are going to be all watering.
Considering all the mowing that I was doing during the spring, when we just kept getting rain after rain after rain. We're like, all right, good. I don't mind a little break.
So this makes up for it. Kind of like averages out.
It does.
Like the temperature averages out. The mowing kind of time averages out. Yeah, I've got some of that brown, too. And it's like, okay, hope it survives.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
We will.
Do your neighbors, though? So I have neighbors who take very good care of their lawns. So I got the big green, lush contrast.
You're talking about my yard.
Oh, okay.
Well, my wife takes good care of our lawn.
I thought, all right.
Lots of water. Hate to see that water bill coming. And then the bad thing is that there's a sewer charge, and the water's going on the lawn and not down the sewer.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Well, I have to admit, though, when you have that kind of lawn, though, it is nicer to walk on, especially if you're going to get the bare feet.
That's true.
You can relax and appreciate the fruits of your labor.